Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts. Tonight on the Worldview Report, terrorists, they're entering the U.S. through its porous southern border. We've got some of the most disturbing numbers yet related to the border crisis. Vladimir Putin is calling up tens of thousands of fresh troops to serve in Ukraine as the war of words heats up between Russia and the U.S.-led NATO powers. The threat of world war has never been more real, says a European leader. We also take a look tonight at the growing homeless crisis in America's cities. And a doctor at a major university hospital in Tennessee admits the biggest reason a hospital should perform mutilating transgender sex change surgeries is because, quote, they make money for the hospital, end quote. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. We start off tonight with the increasingly dangerous U.S. border situation. The number of times the U.S. Border Patrol has encountered an individual on the terrorist watch list attempting to illegally cross the southwest border between the legal ports of entry in fiscal 2022 is up 400% from fiscal 2021. In fiscal 2021, according to data released by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, known as CBP, the Border Patrol had 15 encounters between the southwest border ports of entry with individuals on the terrorist watch list. In the first 11 months of fiscal 2022, October through August, the Border Patrol had 78 encounters between the southwest border ports of entry with individuals on the terrorist watch list. Take a listen to my interview with author and immigration expert, Todd Binsman.
I was searching the news today, found this article in Daily Mail. Look at that. I'm like, wait a minute, I know that guy. So I texted over to him and said, hey, I got to have you on. You're making national news. What's the headline? The headline is, number of fugitive on terror watch list of apprehended at border soars 400%. They quoted you quite a bit. What did they let you say on this international piece?
Well, you know, the Customs and Border Protection released its monthly stats for everything that happened in the border in August. And usually that's a time for people who are interested in the border to know whether numbers are up or numbers are down. And of course, they're always up. It seems like they're always up. So one of the interesting things that the administration did, I don't know who, why or what the backstory is on this, but some months ago, I want to say maybe in April, they decided that it would be a good idea to add to their statistics page how many terrorists on the FBI's watch list got caught at the border. And they put it up every month.
In a rare televised address, Vladimir Putin announced that Russia would mobilize
thousands of military reservists to take the war in Ukraine to a new level. He also threatened the West with nuclear weapons, saying, quote, "I'm not bluffing," end quote. Retired U.S. Army General Ben Hodges responded by saying it's, quote, "unlikely," end quote, Putin will order a nuclear strike upon Ukraine. But he warned that if he does, America could blast Russian military bases in Crimea with a missile strike. One target could include the Sevastopol naval base, Putin's prized Black Sea fleet of warships. The assumption that Putin would use his nukes against Ukraine seems off base. Why would he nuke his neighbor and destroy his fertile farmland when his real enemy is the U.S. and NATO? In his last recorded radio show just a few weeks ago, the renowned military analyst Dr. Peter Pry said that Russia's nuclear advantage is such that it could use a first strike to render any significant U.S. response impossible. In any event, this is quickly becoming a power keg that could lead to world war. And by the way, for the record, I believe Dr. Peter Pry. He was a friend of mine for many years, and I produced not only his TV show from this very news desk, but I produced his weekly radio show. And indeed, he was right again and again. So we better take heed to his warning. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, they could actually end the United States as we know it, despite what other experts tell you. Don't believe me? Check Peter Pry's track record. He knew what he was talking about, and still does. Meanwhile, on the same day Putin announced his new, more aggressive war footing, the president of Serbia has warned that the planet is entering into a, quote, "great world conflict," end quote, that could take place within the next 2 months. He made this alarming comment during his first day of the UN General Assembly session in New York. In an interview with Serbian state broadcaster RTS, translated by InfoWars, the Serbian leader stated, quote, "You see a crisis in every part of the world. I think realistic predictions ought to be even darker. Our position is even worse since the UN has been weakened and the great powers have taken over and practically destroyed the UN order over the past several decades," end quote. The Serbian president warned that the war between Russia and Ukraine had moved onto a far deadlier phase, adding, quote, "I assume that we're leaving the phase of the special military operation and approaching a major armed conflict. And now the question becomes, where is the line? And whether, after a certain time, maybe a month or two, even, we will enter a great world conflict not seen since the Second World War," end quote. Worsening inflation stemming from endless fiat currency money printing is causing food, energy, and housing to become unaffordable for millions of Americans, putting them on a fast track to homelessness and destitution. So writes Mike Adams in a new article at AmericaFirstReport.com. According to Adams' article, homeless encampments are expanding in cities across the U.S., including Los Angeles, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Chicago, and Oakland. The situation is bound to get far worse as inflation accelerates and people find themselves jobless due to plummeting economic activity, while manufacturers downsize operations. Adams writes, quote, "All across America right now, people are moving out of unaffordable apartments and rental homes and moving into RVs or campers. Many of these people have jobs yet still can't afford to save enough money for a down payment on a home. As economic conditions deteriorate, many of these people will move from RVs to cars or trucks, and then eventually to tents on streets. There, they are largely forgotten by the very same bureaucrats who promised them jobs and government assistance. Those are also the same bureaucrats who created the very problems that cause homelessness in the first place, such as worsening inflation by handing out stimulus money or forcing small businesses to shut down over COVID claims. The controlled demolition of America is well underway," end quote. These growing homeless encampments, by the way, do not abide by society's rules, and local police and city council members Pretend these homeless encampments don't exist. They are, Adams notes, a form of, quote, no-go zones, end quote, for police, except on the rare occasions when city leaders decide to clean out all the tenants and trash, thrusting the homeless into even more desperate situations. Take a tour into the homeless camps in Oakland, California, via this Brighteon.com video. Watch this. Adams concludes that with the U.S. economy imploding, homelessness is going to become a way of life for millions more Americans. In order to survive, many of these individuals will turn to retail theft, shoplifting all sorts of goods, including food, from local establishments. The state of Montana will no longer prevent people from changing the sex that is recorded on their birth certificates. LifeSite News reports that the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services announced on September 19th that the state would be succumbing, at least temporarily, to Judge Michael Moses' April 2022 injunction that they must allow transgender individuals to make the change to their birth certificates, even without undergoing the so-called gender transition that Montana had previously required. This announcement of compliance comes after months of defiance on the part of the health department, which held that physical sex is immutable. Senator Elizabeth Warren is at it again, spreading vicious lies and misinformation about pro-life Americans. The radical pro-abortion Warren was joined by six other Democrats in another blistering attack against the life-saving work of crisis pregnancy centers. In an intimidating letter to Heartbeat International, one of the world's largest pregnancy help organizations, LifeSite News reports that Warren and her Democrat friends accused the pregnancy centers of, quote, luring pregnant people, end quote, into their facilities where they, quote, torture, end quote, them. Heartbeat President Jor-El Ghazi issued a response saying, quote, this is naked politics intended not to help women, but to influence elections. It is clearly a stunt designed to appease big abortion power brokers, end quote. Ghazi said they received the accusatory letter late Monday, September 19th, and before they had time to respond, saw a Time magazine article about it Tuesday morning. He pointed out that never once did the senators condemn the numerous acts of arson, vandalism, harassment, and threats targeting pregnancy centers this year. Quote, instead, they've spent their time fabricating a narrative on unfounded speculation, end quote. That's what Ghazi said. A June interview with the Moderna chief medical officer has surfaced where he concedes the spike protein from the COVID-19 vaccine can interact with and damage heart cells, vindicating Dr. Brian Brittle, a Canadian doctor who warned about the vaccine over a year ago. Quote, we know so much more about myocarditis today than we did a year ago, end quote. So said Dr. Burton. Dr. Brittle, a defamed viral immunologist professor at Gulf University in Ontario, responded in a Substack post on Monday. Quote, are people going to accuse the manufacturer of spreading misinformation? End quote. In June of 2021, Brittle expressed concerns that the spike protein in the COVID vaccine could travel throughout and damage the body. Subsequently, quote, my life exploded into a storm of harassment, accusations, and censorship, end quote. That's what Brittle said. Brittle is still unable to practice in his research lab at the university. He must work from home and is an outcast at his university. A slanderous website was launched to pop up under search results for Brittle. The website claims, quote, the mRNA vaccine is injected into the upper arm, the deltoid muscle. There is no spike protein in the mRNA vaccines, end quote. Canadian health officials accused experts who raised safety concerns about the COVID vaccine. Well, they accused them of spreading disinformation. Those claims went unchallenged by the corporate media. Brittle said being vindicated with a Moderna admission comes with mixed emotions, since he's suffered, quote, irreparable damage, end quote,
to his career and reputation. In July, Ontario Chief Medical Officer Kareem Moore announced that a fourth vaccine is now available for everyone 18 years old and up, but said not everyone should get it due to the risk of myocarditis. COVID jabs, well, they continue to be recommended for babies and children in the U.S. and Canada, even though many countries have stopped offering vaccines to children. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. A BP spokesperson confirmed to Reuters that the BP Husky Toledo fuel refinery in Oregon, Ohio, has been, quote, safely shut down, end quote, in response to a fire at the refinery Tuesday night, September 20th. The fire's cause is still unknown, but sources told Reuters that, quote, leaking fumes from a crude unit may have caused the ignition in another unit at the facility, end quote. This is the second major refinery fire in the Midwest in the last 3 weeks. A facility in Indiana went up in flames in late August. The source added, quote, workers finished a maintenance turnaround at the facility in recent weeks, and the plant had resumed operating, end quote. The refinery, well, it processes up to 160,000 barrels of crude oil daily, providing the Midwest with gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, propane, asphalt, and other products. There's no word yet on whether the refinery going offline will spark fuel shortages across the Midwest. Zero Hedge reports that Vanderbilt University Medical Center has deleted the website of their transgender clinic after journalist Matt Walsh detailed a doctor's promotion of transgender surgeries as a, quote, big moneymaker, end quote, for the institution. Videos obtained by Walsh also show apparent threats made against VUMC medical professionals who objected to the procedures even for religious reasons. Walsh posted his findings in a lengthy Twitter thread on Tuesday. In it, Dr. Shane Taylor can be seen bragging about how she convinced Nashville to get into gender transitions because it's a, quote, big moneymaker, end quote, especially because the surgeries require a lot of, quote, follow-ups, end quote. Take a look at this disturbing video footage of Dr. Taylor speaking in 2018 as she tries to convince Vanderbilt Medical Center to start offering and promoting sex change surgeries.
Starting in January 1st of 2017, according to the Affordable Care Act, insurance carriers are mandated to cover medical expenses for trans folks. Some of our VUMC financial folks in October of 2016, starting a couple of years ago, put down some costs of how much money we think each patient would bring in. And this is only including top surgery. This isn't including any bottom surgery. And it's a lot of money. These surgeries make a lot of money. So female to male chest reconstruction can bring in $40,000. A patient just on routine hormone treatment, who I'm only seeing a few times a year, can bring in several thousand dollars that requires a lot of visits and labs. It actually makes money for the hospital. Now, these I got from the internet, but it's from the Philadelphia Center for Transgender Surgery, which does a lot of surgery for patients. And I just want to give you an idea of how much these bottom surgeries are making. And I think this has to be an underestimate. This is for a vaginoplasty. They're quoting roughly around $20,000 for a vaginoplasty, but that doesn't include your hospital stay, that doesn't include your post-op visit, that doesn't include your anesthesia, your OR. So I would think that this has to be a gross underestimate. I think that's just like the surgeon's piece of it, which anybody who's ever been in a hospital knows that that's like 10% of it. And then the female-to-male bottom surgeries, these are huge money makers. Again, I think this has to be an underestimate that they're quoting around $20,000 for a phalloplasty. There's been different things that I've read that said it could be up to $100,000. Dr. Winokur, who's our surgeon, said that there's entire clinics where the entire clinic is supported just by their phalloplasties, and that is like a fraction of the surgeries that they're doing. These surgeries are labor intensive, they require a lot of follow-ups, they require a lot of OR time, and they make money. They make money for the hospital.
Well, there you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Quote, these are huge money makers. These surgeries are labor intensive,
and they make money. They make money for the hospital, end quote. Did you know that the U.S. Department of Defense has a Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer? Well, it does. And Robert Spencer reports over at Front Page Magazine that if you are patriotic, that if you're black, white, doesn't matter, if you believe in the equality of dignity and rights of all people, regardless of race, well, Kalisa Wing, the Department of Defense's Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer, hates you. Beyond all the doublespeak, that's what, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion, end quote, are all about, Spencer writes. He says Wing, who calls herself a, quote, woke administrator, end quote, demonstrated that she would be a perfect person to serve as a diversity, equity, and inclusion officer when she took to Twitter and unleashed a scathing diatribe against white people. Spencer writes, quote, now this angry, self-righteous racist oversees diversity, equity, and inclusion for the Department of Defense Education Activity, which, according to a Tuesday Fox News report, provides K-12 education to the DoD community in the U.S. and all over the world. It directs education programs for school-aged children of Department of Defense personnel and provides support and resources to local educational agencies throughout the United States that serve children of military families, end quote. Once her vitriolic tweets started to draw attention from mostly conservative media, Wing deactivated her Twitter account. But Spencer reports the cat was already out of the bag. In June 2020, Wing wrote, quote, I'm exhausted with these white folks in these professional development sessions, end quote. In another tweet, Wing complained, quote, this lady actually had the audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't have power, end quote. In case you're wondering, caudacity, well, that's short for Caucasian audacity. Spencer writes that, quote, you can see how marginalized poor Wing really is. She had to stop the session and lecture this uppity white woman about how powerless black folks, such as Wing herself, actually are. Indeed. End quote. Wow. This is who we've got running our military under the Biden regime. Hundreds of thousands of people have left California since the COVID pandemic began in what many are calling the California Exodus. In 2021, California lost a congressional seat for the first time due to the decreasing population. However, according to California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, it's not because of high taxes, nor is it because of unconstitutional, ill-advised, crushing COVID mandates that sought to force people to wear face masks and get unsafe, ineffective, and in some cases, deadly vaccines. We're sure this great exodus has nothing to do with California's record homelessness and the fact that millions of illegal aliens receive better health care and perks than tax-paying citizens. Ditto for the rolling blackouts and mismanaged forestry management services that have caused sweeping wildfires. No, Gavin Newsom said people are fleeing his state for red states like Idaho, Texas, Arizona, and Florida because, you guessed it, it's Trump's policies. Take a look.
Are more people leaving California for Texas or leaving Texas for California?
Well, we lost about 182,000 folks in the last
census. But how do you explain that against the backdrop of those very remarkable statistics you just cited?
Many factors, and there's been two deep analyses that drives the number one factor. The vast majority, almost the entire amount, impacted because of the visa policies in the Trump administration. I mean, our formula for success is getting first-round draft choices around the rest of the world. I mean, we're as dumb as we want to be. This whole damn border debate is made up. It's made up. Where's Congress? Where the hell are they haven't done their job?
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis posed a question on Monday following Joe Biden's admission that the coronavirus pandemic is now over, inquiring when the president will allow those who are forced to leave the military due to the vaccine mandate to return. The governor asked, quote, Biden declared the pandemic is over. So, when will he let those discharged from the military due to vax mandates return to protecting our country? End quote. His comment followed Biden's admission during an appearance on 60 Minutes, conveniently deeming the pandemic over weeks ahead of midterm elections. Well, most Americans have been done with the so-called pandemic for well over a year, returning to a state of pre-pandemic norm and ignoring the illegitimate Biden regime's attempts to force masks and unsafe, untested vaccines on everyone. The latest round of boosters, as we reported last night, was tested on a grand total of 8 mice. If it wasn't for the intervention of the United States Supreme Court, which struck down Biden's diabolical attempt to get OSHA to mandate jabs for 80% of the American workforce, even more people would be dying and getting sick than already is the case. That is what happens when a so-called president is installed by a group of oligarchs instead of elected by the people. He owes nothing. He cares nothing for the people because it wasn't the people who put him in office. No legitimate president would accuse half the population of being enemies of the state like Biden did in his disgusting September 1st so-called Soul of America speech. Biden not only hates America, he seems to hate Americans. And that's very sad. Well, that concludes this edition of the Worldview Report. And as always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this newscast. You can do that by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. When you do, we get credit, you get savings. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. They show up in a box right to your front door. They're all right there at MyPillow.com. But again, please use that promo code B66. You get savings with that code. We get credit. Helps fund this entire broadcast. You can also go to mystore.com. You'll find a lot of products there by American entrepreneurs. Also use that promo code B66, and again, you'll save. We get credit. You'll also find the My Coffee there. Dark roasted, light roasted, mild roasted, whole bean, ground, and the coffee pods. They're all there. If you use that promo code B66, guess what? You'll save up to 25%. And we get credit. So again, B66, please use that also at mystore.com. You can also go to wvwtvstore.com, and you can order the resources on my store that include emergency freeze-dried food. It has a shelf life of 25 years. We've been a distributor of freeze-dried food since 2016. We saw what was coming. And I don't urge you to wait. I cannot promise you that you'll always be able to get it. We have seen periods and time when the inventory is not available due to massive demand. And folks, it can go quickly where we're left without any inventory for many weeks. So I urge you to order while we have it. You can do that by going to wvwtvstore.com. If you prefer to order over the phone, and many people are ordering 2 and 3 years worth, and we'll cut you a deal on shipping when you order 2 to 3 years worth, then you can do that over the phone, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can also use that phone number to order our Ozarks Worldview Weekend tickets. Our Ozarks Worldview Weekend, the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend, starts Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Roger Stone, myself, Mike Lindell, Annie Cyrus, Leo Holman, Dr. Lee Merritt, Karen Kingston. That's a big lineup. Full details at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. And you can order your tickets over the phone if you prefer by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Finally, you can go to wvwfoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. Help support my foundation that's committed to proclaiming the truth of a Christian worldview, helping people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and knowing how God would have us to respond. You can, again, make a contribution of any size at wvwfoundation.com. You can also find our mailing address there and support us with a check through the mail. Or, again, you can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357. Thanks so much for tuning in. And until next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate all the radio shows that I present to you that are free at worldviewradio.com? How about all the TV shows? I'm on TV 4 hours a day, and you can watch all of it for free at WVWTV.com. It's free for you, but it's not free for me. Do you know I spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bills? If you appreciate all the free radio shows, all the free TV shows, guess what? I need your support. We are a listener-supported broadcast. How about my new Worldview Report? You know that's been picked up by 6 different television networks? We don't charge them. We let them take that for free. We let a lot of different networks pick up our programming free of charge. But guess what? It cost, well, tens of thousands of dollars to produce these shows each and every month. Our radio shows, our TV shows, the IT guys that maintain the websites and the Roku channel and all we do. We need your support. And one way you can do it is by making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. We really need your support. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. You can also call this number. This number now is only for making a contribution or ordering products online. It's not a customer support number where you call and ask a bunch of questions. The people who answer this phone are only for taking your order or where you can make a contribution. And that number is 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. Again, area code 901-468-9357. 9357. And again, you can also make a contribution online at WVWFoundation.com, or you could use our mailing address, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee. That's Collierville, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. So there's your 3 ways to support us: through the mail, over the phone, or online. However you support us, and how much, doesn't matter. The fact you support us is so greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for your support.